Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Randy Tobler joining us this morning, probably enjoying his cherry vape as he's sitting there in the Liberty Lair. How are you, Randy?
Doing great. I'm just hoping that my lungs don't have some kind of popcorn lung, as it's being called in many of these cases, reaction to whatever is in my flavored vape of the day. No, I don't vape. Never have, never will.
Well, you
know,
it's
not a good idea. I've said it's not a good idea for a long time, and now I think with the... A lot of people had reactions that they had documented before this latest crisis, going back even a couple of years. But we're talking in the, you know, double digit type numbers, not the hundreds now that we're seeing. And I think that this just is a matter of highly irritating substances getting down in very, very delicate lung spaces, Mark. And you never know if you're going to be the one that is susceptible, whether it's an allergic reaction or a direct chemical type irritant reaction. Just in the same way that if, I don't know if you've ever known anyone. I've seen a couple cases of poison ivy in the lungs.
Oh, wow.
It's not exactly the same disease, but you can, you know, anything that you inhale that's obnoxious like that, and if it sets up a bad reaction in the lungs, can give a devastating disease. And of course, as usual with most of these things, young people, babies, pregnant women are the most susceptible, obviously. And yet 78% of vaping is up 78% in our young population. So it's becoming a real epidemic.
It's not regulated, correct? I mean, a lot of these flavored vapes and stuff that they've come out with, you don't really know for sure what kind of chemicals in it. You would think from a liability perspective they would have tested that, but there's no guarantee of it.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing because there's several potential culprits. I mean, I know not a lot about the industry itself, except that there are some manufacturers that have, if you can say it, a decent reputation for having widespread use. You hear the word Juul a lot, J-U-U-L. But there are also vape devices that are sold on the street. And then it's these little pods, these little heat pods that are manufactured. And some of those, you know, are bought on the street. And then on top of that, so you don't know what went into the manufacture of the pod that contains the liquid that is heated to amazingly high temperatures. And again, all I have to, here's a great analogy, a metaphor that maybe folks can talk to their teens about and their vaping friends. We all like bacon. You like bacon, don't you, Mark?
Oh, you kidding me?
All the ladies in the studio like bacon, and Zach, he likes bacon. Have you ever smelled the air when you burn bacon, you forget, and you get on a phone call or something, and the bacon's not too pleasant, right? Well, when you heat these products that are in many cases unknown, particularly if they're bought off the street, and then and particularly if they have oil derivatives, there are a lot of people are pointing a finger at something called vitamin E acetate, which is an oily substance often used as a preservative in like gel caps, the kind of supplements and things we get.
Yeah.
It helps prevent those from oxidizing and turning rancid. Well, oil is very, very irritating to the lung spaces. And, you know, it just probably takes a little susceptibility, which is especially acute in young lungs, and in some cases, maybe a little allergic sensitivity. And then in many other cases, I believe, a toxic sensitivity, which would be universal. I mean, why would people... here goes another quiz for Mark. What? You just got done with a quiz. I know. Mark, you like hot dogs? You like Nathan's hot dogs?
I bet Ballpark Frank's. I love those hot dogs. Sure.
Would you go to just a random person selling you a non-labeled hot dog already in a bun with a little mustard on it in a little, paper cup, you know, little paper device like they put them in a little paper boat? Just a random guy on the street and just give him, you know, hey, Mike, my hot dogs only cost $1.50. And the guy down the street... Would you buy that hot dog, Mark? Probably not.
I've probably done that, though, to be honest, in New York
that's
or somewhere
wrong
like
with that.
I probably
analogy,
have,
like,
right?
Yes.
Which explains your performance on the fake news. And
yeah, there you go. Okay, thank you. It's a chemical imbalance.
No, so this stuff just isn't good. And, you know, one of the docs I've been talking with made a great observation the other day. You know, really, we need to think about in the same manner in which we talk about gun violence and all these mass shootings, what is the core reason that young people are just flocking to vaping, and particularly with the THC oil? You know, the THC that the kids are getting from dispensaries now in those states that have them, and it's coming to a state near you,
right,
is not anywhere near the THC that our Woodstock parents used. I mean, this stuff is on steroids. Not to mention, a lot of it is who knows what went into it. It's very poorly regulated. There's nothing standardized about it. Man, I would stay as far away from that stuff as voters should stay away from Bernie Sanders. Speaking of which, Bernie may have vaped from some THC in his youth, and that explains many of his policies. Just saying.
Explains why he honeymooned in the Soviet Union, where you know, bread and vodka are the primary staple.
I think every American should have free vaping with THC.
I think that's his next plan.
You know, Tricia brought this point up earlier, Randy. Teen smoking rates had to have plummeted in recent years. And my biggest concern about the vaping is that it's drawing kids who might not otherwise have tried a cigarette to try this because their friends tell them it's just steam and it tastes good. And then they're suddenly hooked on nicotine.
Right, and they're hooked on nicotine, and some have claimed that, oh, it's a safer form of nicotine. Well, I think we're learning many, about 20% of these cases, to my understanding, of the 400 somewhat deaths and then or cases, and there's been several deaths as well, have been related to nicotine-only containing cigarettes or vapes. So now they're trying to figure out, are these Chinese, you know, vapes bought on the street that really don't have credibility, sort of like, you know, buying it from the watchman in Times Square, then going to sell you the Rolex for $20, you know?
You mean that's not real?
I mean, that's the problem. Look, anytime you get hooked on something like nicotine like that, then you really are a setup for, you know, an addiction to some other kind of a substance that just takes a little different stimulant approach to you. And I think these are just going to turn into another generation of gateway habits that are probably not good for our youth. Why are they self-medicating? That's what I'm trying to understand. Why are they? Is it just sort of a status thing? And it's the behavioral equivalent of a tattoo. I can be more different than you. My vape is prettier than your vape. My flavor is better than yours. Or is there something, especially when it comes to THC use and the need for the nicotine stimulation, that there's something wrong behaviorally, emotionally in these kids, which is a vulnerable and malleable time in a youth's psychology. And maybe we need to be supporting them in different ways than okay and giving a wink to the vape because it's not tobacco, you know?
True. Yeah, we need to get them off the couch and educate them a little bit on the dangers of following Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Right. Man, I'm telling you.
Hey, you're going to watch the big debate tonight?
Of course. It's like the Super Bowl. You make some popcorn, you sit there and, you know, nice little bourbon, whatever your drink of the gods is. And, they're fun to watch. And it's fun to just, have you noticed that the Republican pundits and some of the talking heads and the spokespeople, you know, and the surrogates, they're out there going like, oh, man, it's going to be Elizabeth Warren. I think she's got it. Elizabeth Warren, they are promoting, the Republicans are wisely promoting Elizabeth Warren's candidacy. It's the best thing that could ever happen to Donald J. Trump. I tell you.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Don't you think?
But it's like the Super Bowl with the two teams you hate the most. Like,
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter who wins because you still get to eat the snacks, and at the end of the day, it's a good day, right? So it's all right.
Yeah. We got to design a drinking game around the one tonight. Whoever talks about climate change and whoever mentions Donald Trump's name the most wins.
And I can imagine that the legitimate mainstream or the people that get it about what is going to pique a voter's interest and maybe send them in one direction or another. At the DNC headquarters, if there are any cool heads that can prevail there, must be just absolutely just shaking in their boots at the prospect of having a Democrat socialist running against Donald Trump, no matter what's going on in Trump's campaign. Because every time someone on that stage says, I think that every person in America, whether illegal or not, deserves health care, that's just another vote for Donald Trump, even if they were left-leaning voters.
I mean,
hardworking Americans that can't afford their health care as it is are being told that they have to pay the health care of illegal immigrants who, by the way, are dropping off anchor babies left and right. Holy cow, man. That's the best Trump ad I've ever seen.
That is the truth.
Healthcare for all statement on the part of a Democratic candidate.
And we've written it for him. Did you see yesterday, Randy, that Hillary Clinton was in Italy, and some artist had done a display with Hillary Clinton's emails, and she sat down at a desk that looked like the one in the Oval Office, which is the closest she'll ever get, and she started reading her emails, and then she did interviews in the Italian press claiming that this just proves this was all about nothing. There was no controversy here. And I'm like, did they really dismiss the point that it's not the emails we found, it's the 30,000 that disappeared? It was completely lost on her and the Italian press.
Isn't it tragic to see a larger-than-life American public figure, and to many of people, Hillary Clinton, when she wrote things like "It Takes a Village," which is in some ways, I think, true. I think we all wish that life in our children's life was more like an old-time village, you know, where community and church and family looked after young people and they looked after others' young people. And she, you know, she's not an evil person. Oh, wait a minute, I guess I've been vaping again. But that said, isn't it tragic to see what's happened? Here she is in an Italian village reading her emails.
Her emails.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know.
Tragic. It's just so sad. Wow, that's your legacy? Holy cow.
No. It is her legacy, and it's sad. It's sad that she's on an apology tour.
No, I'm not over it.
Yeah, she read that yesterday.
No, she's not. Nor are millions and tens of millions of voters who are still wishing that they would have come out of that celebration party actually celebrating rather than weeping. So,
Randy, we'll talk to you next week. We'll listen on Saturday. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you.
You bet. Dr. Randy Tober there, The Randy Tober Show, Saturday mornings here on FM News Talk 97.1. Quick break. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
News time, 6:48 at 72 degrees. I'm Denise Schaefer, and here are a few of the local stories we're following this morning. The 19-year-old man accused of raping six underage girls in St. Louis County has turned himself into police. A student is in police custody after making a threat to Shiloh Middle School. Former St. Louis County executive Steve Stenger must turn himself in at a federal prison in South Dakota by September 21st. In sports, the Cardinals lost to the Rockies 2-1 last night. They play today at 2:10. This report brought to you by the Associated Press. Check out the newest podcast from the Associated Press, Ground Game, hosted by AP's digital editor Megan Crane. Ground Game is a weekly conversation with AP reporters and guests about the top political issues around the country, available on Apple Podcasts. 97.1 News Time, 6:49. It's 72 degrees.
Traffic from the Ambassador Floor Company Traffic Center.
Well, we had a stall eastbound 6440 at Prospect, but they managed to move that one off to the shoulder. So eastbound 6440 in pretty good shape, but still a little slow out there, but not again until McKnight and McKnight through Big Bend. Northbound 270 picking up volume, not a solid jam, but a slow pocket or two between 55 and Manchester. Eastbound 44 already jammed in that construction zone headed for 270. Pretty quiet on the Poplar Street Bridge, but northbound Route 3 is slow this morning. A couple of slow-moving trains here and there at Queenie, Monsanto, and a little bit of volume moderate anyway. Westbound 64 at the 55-70 merge. I'm Sue Thomas with traffic, 97.1 News Time, 6:50.
Hey, here's my experience with Michael's Flooring Outlet. Just had my second floor put in by them in the last 18 months or so. And great job. Great experience. Love the job they did. The installers did a fantastic job. They were in and out of there in like 2 days. We weren't out of our kitchen for a long time. And they were flexible. We had to move the date once because we were getting some other work done in the kitchen. And they were fine with that. And we got it all taken care of. If you go to michaelsflooringoutlet.com, go to their website. Right now, you can click on a coupon on there that is valid until the 19th of this month. So this is important. If you're considering flooring, you have an opportunity here to save another $500 off the bottom line, depending on the size of the purchase at Michael's Flooring Outlet. Take advantage of that coupon while you can. They can do same-day appointments and measurements. You can schedule it right online. You can schedule an in-home estimate right there at michaelsflooringoutlet.com. Visit their stores in St. Peter's, Darden Prairie, or Creve Coeur, or just go to michaelsflooringoutlet.com.
There's something inherently satisfying about preparing your home for winter. Battening down the hatches, protecting those you love, creating a safe, warm haven against the brutal forces of winter. At Banner Construction, we get it. That's why we offer James Hardy fiber cement siding. So tough and durable that it comes with a 30-year warranty. James Hardy has the rich look and feel of wood. No wonder it's the number one choice of luxury home builders. And Banner Construction is a James Hardy preferred specialist. The experts at Banner don't just install siding. They know design and look for every chance to add unique character to your home that will make it stand out from the rest of the block. Banner goes the extra mile, and it shows. And there's no better defense against the chill of drafty windows than new energy-efficient Pella windows. Banner is a proud Pella Window Certified contractor. Prepare your home for winter. Call Banner Construction today for haggle-free fall pricing. For a free estimate, call Banner Construction at 314-569-1050 and have a banner day.
Join me, Thomas Helbig, along with Mark Cox, Annie Fry, and Dave Glover for the last Protecting Your Retirement educational event of the year on Tuesday, October 1st at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30 p.m. There is limited seating, so you need to hurry. Call right now to reserve your space, 855-755-1555. Do you know the number one mistake most retirees and pre-retirees are making with their retirement accounts? Do you know about the hidden fees inside of your mutual funds and 401ks? Did you know if you're 59 and a half or older, you can now roll over your 401k tax-free to an IRA to protect your nest egg from the next market downturn? You'll get all the answers and more. If you're 59 or older, you don't want to miss the special event. Join me, Thomas Helbig, along with Mark Cox, Annie Fry, and Dave Glover for the last Protecting Your Retirement educational event of the year on Tuesday, October 1st at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30 p.m. Call 855-755-1555 or online at retirementkey.com. Once again, that's 855-755-1555 or online at retirementkey.com.
Weekday mornings at 9.
See, here's what bothered me, this statement. I was stunned to hear that.
The Brian Kilmeade Show.
What does that have to do with running the country?
Brian Kilmeade on 97.1.
I get it.
FM Talk. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Welcome back. You know, we were talking about vaping there with Dr. Tobler and getting his medical opinion on it. I've got Nathan on the phone here who runs one of those shops where you can buy the vapes, and I'm guessing he's not real thrilled about the president's decision to try to ban some of them. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, to put the whole matter on top of the vape community when it is an illegal drug issue is just like blaming the gun for the shootings and just like blaming the car for the drunk driving.
Okay.
You know, there's three main ingredients plus nicotine in your vape juices. It's propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin, and your flavorings. Okay. I'm an ex-smoker. I haven't had a cigarette in over 7 years. I've been vaping nonstop for the last 7 years. My nicotine level has dropped down. I'm now to a 1.5 milligram of nicotine in my juice. That is far lower than what a cigarette is. I've had to take respiratory tests because I was a union carpenter, and you have to get fit tested. My lungs have actually got younger as I've gotten older and been vaping for these last few years instead of smoking. So, you know, to put it all on the vape community is just absolutely ridiculous to me.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree with you on that. I mean, as Tricia pointed out earlier, it appears the problem that they found here are people using these things that have been refilled and
like black market THC
cartridges.
Black market
type stuff, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you worry at all, Nathan, that kids who wouldn't have smoked otherwise might try to use the vape because they perceive it to be less of a threat?
Oh, that, not a doubt. And with the Saltnik juices, that's what's in a lot of these pod systems that are sold in gas stations.
Right.
They're filled with salt nicotine. And a nicotine salt has nothing to do with actual salt. It's a chemical combination of two things together to make one flow a little easier. And so the devices with the Nic salts in them, they are really super high in nicotine because it masks the flavor to the back of the throat.
Huh.
Okay. But you get all the nicotine to the blood.
Right.
So you get nicotine overload, and then you get somebody that doesn't care about their nicotine overload and just thinks it's a contact high of some sort. And then they keep vaping. And next thing you know, you've got nicotine toxicity in the blood, and you can pass out and you have a seizure, whatever, you know, that's if you completely use it wrong.
Nathan, I appreciate your honesty on it. I think you're right. I think people need to kind of keep this whole thing in context. And thank you for the phone call.
And I love you guys. I love what you do. I voted for Trump because he's a small business guy and he's out there for the little man, but he needs to do his research before he pulls the trigger on this one.
There you go. I appreciate
that.
He's going to lose millions.
Well, all right. Yep.
Well, and I think to Nathan's point too, it has been a really great tool for smokers. Like the switch has been a really great tool
right.
for smokers.
Right. It's got to be. Yeah. You think it's problems. Better than the alternative. Good. All right. A quick break. We'll get to Senator Jim Talent and Todd Starnes in the next hour.
It's time to start thinking about your outdoor entertainment space. Year after year, you've been dreaming about turning your backyard into an area that you can make memories with your friends and family. Whether that's barbecuing or hosting a birthday celebration, we will help you design the outdoor space fit for your budget and lifestyle. For years, Lakeside Exteriors has improved backyards by adding entertainment spaces, including decks, screen rooms, and even covered patios. Through our design team, we will help you articulate your dream by putting it into a plan and completing your project using Lakeside Exteriors' own in-house crews, not subcontractors. Your project will be constructed by our true craftsmen with industry-proven materials to make your house into a home you will love, backed by our lifetime workmanship warranty, giving you peace of mind. Call us today at 636-978-5000 to schedule a free consultation. This is the first step to enjoying the nicer weather outdoors in the comfort of your home. Ask about our 18 months interest-free financing. Again, give us a call at 636-978-5000, lakesideexteriors.com.
It's September. You know what that means at Hanson's Tree Service? That means discount. They're giving people 20% off. They're already reasonable prices on mulch. And here's the great thing. They'll deliver it to your driveway. So you go to the Hanson's Tree Service website, hansonstree.com. Click on the main page. It says 20% off mulch. You use their code at checkout, and it subtracts that from the bottom line. Here's the great thing about it. They'll deliver to your driveway. You can pick the texture you want, the color you want, whatever it is. They sell it by the yard, and the prices are right online. Plus, you're going to get a discount on that for the month of September. So don't waste your time shopping around. Don't waste your time having to load all those bags of mulch in the back of your car and making a mess. You can have it brought to you by the fine folks at Hanson, and they can help you with whatever tree issues you might have as well on top of that. So go to Hanson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.